is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction, as always. It's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the show my co-host tonight, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Great to have you on again, Lynn, with me tonight. We have some really great topics that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving and how people's Thanksgiving went, and also how did your child behave, and also did he or she do better than expected, and if things could have gone smoother for you as well, and also what obstacles that you might have faced on Thanksgiving. So it was a busy holiday for everybody, Lynn, you know?
It was actually a very interesting got a lot of responses from people because I had asked also how they were preparing their child ahead of time. So we wanted to know if the child was aware of what Thanksgiving was, and just an interesting Thanksgiving is something to me that's very personal because it's an American holiday and everybody celebrates it. So I really, it's a passion of mine too. I think it's one of my favorite holidays. So I was interested to hear different types of how people deal with it, you know, and I know that my son has come a long way in celebrating it, and we did it in our house this year, and personally we find it easier to do it in our in his own environment. He acts better. So it was just definitely a very interesting topic for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, everybody dreams of their perfect holiday, you know. And everyone's holiday obviously looks different. You know, grandma's turkey feast, it might be, or some people have a roast goose, maybe, a ham, sweet potato, could be vegetarian, kosher, vegan, gluten-free, whatever, you know. You know, it's a really exciting holiday about bringing families together, you know, sitting down and giving thanks and eating lots of great food and being together and hopefully giving thanks, because that's what it's all about. You know, and, you know, it's curious because everybody has a different picture in their mind of what the perfect holiday might be, you know. I know for me, it's, you know, you want to have all your loved ones together. And you know, it's probably bittersweet for a lot of people because you also remember the loved ones that you lost in your life, too, I think,
yeah,
on these holidays.
Yeah, it definitely is a very hard holiday. I think the holidays in general coming up, and I guess we'll get to that as it gets closer to, you know, Christmas time and New Year's, and it's difficult. These holidays, you have to keep in mind a lot of people, you know, miss their relatives that they lost, and it's an emotional time, you know. It's a time for family and friends, and it's difficult in some ways. And I think also with us talking about autism, the autistic community has a hard time dealing with it also because they want it to be a typical smooth holiday, and it's not always the case. So that is kind of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So What do we have so far as far as some of the responses to the question on the Facebook page?
Okay,
some
well,
of the family shared.
I'm going to read what most of the people responded to preparing their children for the holidays, or
right.
what they thought their kids would, how their kids would react, and then I got some responses about how it went. So, okay, my first response was, well, both boys do like Thanksgiving. Travis knows why we have it, but Austin doesn't get the drift. He knows about the pilgrims, but doesn't understand it. Austin eats everything, whereas Travis has a food sensory, so he eats pizza on Thanksgiving or grilled cheese, maybe a cheeseburger. Austin's class has a Thanksgiving feast for the families and kids. We all make a dish and go to the school and eat. They sing for us and make us place cards. They all wear their pilgrim hats, and it's a great day. So that's cute. I think those both boys are on the spectrum. I'm not sure which. I think one is more severe than the other, but I believe they're both on the spectrum. Next person said, it's funny, she has a girl. Brianna just eats like a pig, has awful table manners, but she enjoys to be with the family. Okay, next response. We are unable to do family holiday dinners, so we have started our own traditions and do our own things. We typically make homemade pizza and choose our own toppings and make fajitas, and again, everyone picks their own. We do meals just the three of us. Erin is overstimulated with too many people, sounds, activities. She enjoys the quiet mommy-daddy Erin times much better. No parade. I wish she would. That is my favorite childhood memory. And again, it's bittersweet, like I said, for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very special holiday. I mean, because like you said, it's an American holiday that everybody celebrates, no matter what your background or nationality might be.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets together. And, you know, for us, it's different because, you know, having a child with autism and being a parent, you know, you just want to make it as pleasurable as possible for your son and also for your other members of your families, or if you're having friends, you know, we worry about our child and how they're going to behave and what they're going to do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I find that my stress level is more about how Michael is going to react to the family members. And, you know, it's also about making it, as the caretaker or as the parents, making it as easy as possible on yourself and not getting yourself all stressed out. What's going to make it easiest for you? Like I said, we kind of figured out over the years that even though making it here is, you know, hard and it's a lot of work, in some ways it's just more, it's easier for Michael because he's more comfortable here and he can do what he wants and he doesn't have to worry, you know, we don't have to worry so much about him being in an uncomfortable place where he's not used to, you know, everybody. So, but anyway, let's see what the next one was. We always love the parade. It started off as parents buying betting books, toys, or the favorite characters, then actually seeing them in a parade or children dressed up like these characters for Halloween. For both of my ASD kids, they were amazed. It helped reinforce colors and shapes and awareness to something familiar. As far as Thanksgiving itself, trial and error. A little of everything on the plate and watch your child be the food critic. What they like and don't. We bought books about Thanksgiving in school and at home. And a good old Charlie Brown special helped us in other ways. I try not to think about autism every day of my life, my kids' life. I include them no matter what so that they get a sense, a feel like any other child. Now they are 16 and 14. We are such a long way from Clifford, the big red dog. They mark calendars together and reassure me that school is closed on Thanksgiving. God bless. That was an interesting one.
That's nice.
Remember that Charlie Brown Thanksgiving? Nobody
forgets that. Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great one.
Okay, this is actually an interesting response because we don't really get that many responses from, I think, this is an adult with Asperger's. It is very depressing and frustrating trying to deal with holidays alone as an Aspie adult with typical very few friends. What can we do to deal with the depression, the feeling of isolation? Parents never watched the parade, though Mom said she had in California as a kid. So that was a kind of a sad.
Now, let me ask you, Lynn, you know, did you, does your son watch the parade at all? Do you put it on for him?
Yes.
He does watch.
Actually, growing up for me, that was one of the things that my dad and I got all excited. My dad
got
me really excited about as a kid.
Yep.
So when Michael was very, very little, we put it on for him. It's funny, actually, I think he was more into it when he was little than he is now. But, yeah, he definitely enjoys it, and we tape it every year, and we keep repeating it over and over again because he likes the music and to watch it, and we never brought the kids to the parade in the city. But they both enjoy watching it somewhat, you know, a little bit. And it's just, I guess to me, it's just, it's part of my tradition.
Yep, yep, same here.
We always watched it, you know. So, yeah, Michael used to get more into it than now. I think now he's maybe a little older or doesn't recognize the characters, or I'm not sure. But when he was little, he was really, really into it. Like, he was mesmerized by it.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, we actually, this year was really good. Like, Jonathan actually watched the whole entire parade, my daughter, myself.
Cute.
So it was great, you know, like, for them to enjoy it. You know, you just don't know what, obviously we don't know what they're thinking, but he did sit through and watch it all. It seemed like he was enjoying
it. Oh, yeah, Michael used to love it. I mean, and it's funny because now, you know, when my husband's watching, it just shows that he's maturing, because when my husband's watching football and he's like, every time he sees a football player, he's like mesmerized by watching. And he doesn't understand football. He doesn't play football, but something about it mesmerizes him, you know, which is kind of an interesting thing, how he's grown up a lot, you know. And
well, he's probably trying to make a connection with his dad, you know. He's basically,
with his dad,
you know.
Right, exactly, yeah. And it's interesting, and it's interesting to see the change in him, and even the programs that he watches. You know, they do progress, and that's what, you know, I always try to give people hope, no matter how severe. Like I said, you just don't know. You know, you just don't know. Here, we're going to go on to the next one. We have ASD holidays. This is an interesting response. We have ASD holidays. We make our own traditions, and let me say, some are pretty unique. If friends or family want to see us, they know where we are, and they are welcome. It takes the stress off my son, me, and separates the wheat from the chaff, if you know what I mean. Never had a Thanksgiving meal of turkey dressing, cranberries, and Cheetos? Come on over. We will make you a plate.
That's funny.
We aren't asked not to come, but we aren't invited anywhere either. Probably wouldn't go anywhere. Keeping up with 5 kids is a nightmare in someone else's house. I'm not really looking forward to holidays this year. Aww.
Yeah, that's sad. And when you hear that, I get it, because we used to be that way.
Right.
But, you know, we've changed our outlook on things, and we basically said, well, you know, it is what it is, and we go and we make the best of it, because,
right,
you know, and it seems to work best. I got to be honest. Like, he was awesome this year.
Uh-huh.
He ate so much food, things that he never ate before. He ate. It was great.
Great. Yeah, Michael too. Michael's, actually, I wrote a whole thing on my blog. Some people, I didn't get to it till today, but it was just so amazing how well he did. Like, every year he seems to be doing better and better, and it's just, you know, I'm lucky, I guess, because I hear of some nightmare stories where families don't accept the child with ASD.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I think your family's pretty accepting of it.
Absolutely.
My family's pretty accepting of it. So, you know, he doesn't see them all that often, but when he does, they always make him feel accepted and part of the family. And, you know, they go out of their way to, like, you know, give him a high five or whatever. You know, his cousins, his uncles and stuff. So, you know, he did really well this year. He really did. He even waved to his grandma on the my parents are in Florida, so they couldn't make it in, and we passed the iPad around, and we were sitting past the grandma, and he actually waved to my mother on the iPad, so she was ecstatic. She was like, you know, in heaven. Which we thought was great, you know, that he responded to her so well. But he really enjoyed himself this year. It was just adorable. It really was. So it was a nice holiday for us. He did sit at the table too for a little bit, which, you know, years ago he wouldn't even sit. He wouldn't even stand the commotion of everybody, because my immediate family is 12 people, you know, having him
right.
Without my parents and without my Gary's sister. So it was still it's a lot of people and a lot of commotion for him. But he knows everyone and he loves everyone, and I think it's so important that families accept the child and make them feel part of. You know, I've never luckily had a problem with that. So all of his cousins have always been very loving towards him. So, you know, that's a good thing. So it's unfair when you have family that's not accepting of it, you know.
No, absolutely. I mean, it just pushes a family, you know, that's dealing with it further back, you know, and it gives them more stress, more anxiety of not being accepted.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard. I mean, you know, that's the worst thing. And I get a lot of emails about that kind of stuff over the years, this time of the year, you know, where like a family says, well, you know, we'd rather not have you bring your son over. to Thanksgiving because, you know, so-and-so is going to be here and this person's going to be there and blah, 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 and all these excuses why their child. And this is their own mom and dad, you know, saying this to them.
Horrible.
And I couldn't believe it when I first heard these messages that were sent to me. And I was like, it almost seemed like it wasn't real, but it is real. And people are going through this. And it's just incredible that, you know, they're dealing with a child with this, you know, disability and, you know, a lot of challenges ahead of them. And their own family won't even accept them. And that's just awful because if their own family's not accepting them, then, you know, how are they supposed to feel, you know?
Yeah, it's really, that's rough. Really important that they don't treat them differently either, you know? I mean, they let, in, with my case, Michael's one of the younger ones, but they just let him do what he wants to do. Yep. And if he wants to get involved, he, you know, they welcome him. But if he doesn't, they just let him, you know, at sometimes he did go in his room. For a lot of it, he was in his room doing his own thing, but that was fine. You know, he needed his space and... And everybody understood that. So, but yeah, I can't imagine how hard it must be. And I have to say, the only thing about having it in your own house is if your child makes a mess or does something inappropriate or needs a space. I mean, having it in someone else's house puts it, to me anyway, just to give other people advice, it just makes me more stressed. Like, oh my God, is he going to mess up their house?
Right.
Food, is he gonna, you know, seem rude, is he, you know, all that. So it's just like in your own house, you don't have to worry about those kind of things. So
you're more comfortable, you know, he's more familiar with his surroundings and, you know, you know, I have certain family members put expensive nativity sets out. And actually just yesterday we were down, he was at my mom's house and my mom had her nativity set out and he decided to grab a handful of the characters and throw them on the floor and break a bunch of them. But it was not a big deal. My mother didn't get upset. And but, you know, if he did that over someone else's house, it might not be the same reaction.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, these are things that we deal with because we don't know what our child is going to do. And the thing is, if our families are very understanding and you know, realize that they... Like, my mother even plans ahead of, like, putting certain things away, like soap and stuff like that, because she knows that he'll get into it and get into some trouble.
Right. That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. We, like I said, it's better for us to have it here for sure, you know. So, but he did well. I'm just going to keep reading here. Okay. It was harder when my son was younger. He would hide out in his room and start vomiting at the stress of having everyone in the house. Oh, wow. Now he just goes to his room or comes out and hangs out with everyone as he pleases. But he always gets his plate of food first so he can eat at the table by himself. He has a meltdown and refuses to eat with everyone at the table, especially if you make eye contact with him. He freaks out. There's such interesting responses. Okay, my son is always excited about Thanksgiving for the reason that he is out of school all week. He will not eat anything but the rolls and stays in his room and, as usual, avoids everyone. it's funny that he knows he's out all week. Okay, the kids are out tomorrow. This is somebody else. Judson will be spending the later... Judson is... the son is on the spectrum. We'll be spending the latter afternoon with Grandma Doris. Bless her. She loves the company. I'll be getting my menu ready for Thanksgiving and fixing something for Megan's class Thanksgiving feast. I'm looking forward to the Thanksgiving holiday. I think this is another person. I am very fortunate and blessed to have a lot of relatives and friends. Oh, this isn't someone else, yeah. A lot of relatives and friends coming to my house, which makes it a lot easier with my son Lawrence, who is 30 now, and one of my workers will be working this holiday until 4 p.m., so she will be there while I'm getting ready for the lunch, which will help with the various challenges. Plus, another worker that has been with us for over 2 years now will also be coming with her family. Lawrence does not like the food. Oh, I'm sorry. Lawrence does like the food, thank goodness. And since he is on a gluten-free diet, I will make this chocolate cake that is gluten-free that even my hubby likes, and that is saying something, along with other goodies that are not. I would make a gluten-free stuffing, but he doesn't eat it last year, and no one else did either. I had both kinds. Whether or not he comes out of his room will be the mystery of the day. Last year, he came out of his room and didn't go upstairs. My kitchen and dining room is upstairs. I know, weird, but it's nice, and I like it. Hopefully Lawrence will make an appearance, but if not, his relatives will peek at him and say hi. Oh, that's nice. Okay, and then that was it as far as the before, and then we had two people who responded about the afterwards, two complete opposite responses. One person said, Thanksgiving was fun. Of course, the oldest never eats turkey, and Grammy has to make him pizza or grilled cheese or maybe cheeseburger. The other, well, he eats everything. And then the other person said, my daughter was overwhelmed this year because there were more people this time. She sought solace in her grandparents' bedroom all day. Her dad and I took turns with her. She was actually fine, just playing with her iPad. It wasn't until the next day that all the internalized stress came out and she cried and said, Thanksgiving was a very long day and I'm tired. Poor baby.
We had, I had one family write in saying about, you know, if there's, just to give an idea of one of the questions, they were saying that, you know, if you have a lot of friends or family members at the Thanksgiving dinner table, it might not be a bad idea if, because, you know, obviously the family's going to be very loud. So if you have a child with a sensory, you know, issue to sound, it might be a good thing to find a quiet place to even sit or lie down at the person's house. And a lot of times they'll do that. And this one family explained how they went out of their way to help them with a quiet place, which is really nice. So
well,
it was nice to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, we used to go to my sister. Sometimes we would go to my sister-in-law's and Michael would go in the basement a lot. And then we would sort of take turns watching him between me and my husband. And sometimes the nieces and nephews would help us. So he would kind of go down there a lot. And in our house, too. I mean, he definitely goes into his room and just shuts the door. He's old enough now that it's sort of an interesting thing where he shuts the door and he wants his privacy, which I think is great. And he knows when he kind of just needs his space and his quiet. But, yeah, I mean, they get sensory overload. We had Michael sit at the head of the table. We also kind of have him sit where he can get out easily because he can't sit that, I don't know, I think a lot of kids on the spectrum, they can't sit that long. So, like, he sits and runs, so usually, you know, he'll sit at the end of the table and then he can just get up quickly and leave or whatever he wants to do. So we do that to just make it easier for him to get out.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, it's you try to make the situation as comfortable as possible for them because, you know, we know ahead of time what challenges they might have, although everyone knows that, you know, we could have the perfect plan and it doesn't always work out, you know.
Right.
Because something changes, you know, that day or whatever. I know, like, one of the nice things, like, my son, he likes to get into the kitchen and kind of help out, likes to see what's going on with the food, and, you know, he'll even help out carry some plates and stuff. It's really cute.
Yeah. That's really good.
He enjoys that part of it, which is great.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, Michael, it was funny. This year I had given him these two vitamins to calm him down, Paul, just before everyone came. And I don't know if it was that or I told him 20 million times because he likes to jump on his uncle. He's a big guy. And he likes to jump. When he was younger, he would jump on my brother or my brother-in-law's laps and play with them that way, like physically. And my brother has a back problem now, and I told him, I was trying to tell him ahead of time, like, Michael, you can't jump on your uncle's laps, okay? Just don't jump on anybody's laps. I tried to tell him, like, 20 times, but Michael, I don't know how much he understands of what I'm saying, so it was kind of hard for me to explain it to him, but I tried to say it a few times, and my daughter yelled it at him. She's like, yeah, don't sit on anybody's lap. And, you know, and it was funny, and he didn't. It was the first time that he did not sit on anybody's lap. Now, I don't know if he understood me. My brother said he kind of, like, turned his head away a certain way, like when he saw Michael coming, kind of, like he didn't want to encourage him, but he did not jump on anybody's lap, which I felt was huge for him.
Yeah.
Because, like, he jumps on me and my husband's lap all the time, and the kid is, like, 6 feet tall and, you know, 170 pounds. I mean, he's a big guy, you know. He can't be jumping on people's laps anymore.
Right, right.
But that's his way of showing affection, you know, and they know that. And he's been doing that since he was little, but, like, you know, he can't do that anymore. He's just getting too big. I don't know what we're going to do about that. We got to have to work on way of, you know, a behavioral therapy to get him to do something else. But, you know, we do a high five or whatever. But he just likes the pressure or the feeling of being hugged. So, this is the first year he did not do that. So that was huge. I mean, just huge for him not to do that. And, like I said, you know, just waving to my mother. And, the cutest thing was at the end of the evening, we took a big picture of everybody. And everybody was together, and I said, Michael was kind of standing on the side. I said, Michael, you want to come in the picture with everybody? And he jumped at the opportunity to come in with everybody, which I thought was great. You know, like, he wanted to be part of the group. Like, he was happy to be part of the family. And
absolutely.
You know,
they want to be
really
part of it.
Touching, really touching.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. Well, I got this one letter from a boy. He's 11 years old. He has ASD. His mom, he wrote this for his mom. what he's thankful for. I think this is something he wrote at school.
Aww.
And he wrote this. He said, on Thanksgiving, we give thanks for things in our lives that brings us happiness, like our moms and our dads, our siblings, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles, and our friends at our house or our apartment and our toys and lots more. So that was
cute.
He was 11-year-old. Boy, I thought that was really sweet and wanted to put that out there. But hopefully everybody had a decent holiday. I know we did. And, you know, we're thankful for everything that we do have, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously the other holidays are all coming up. We have Hanukkah. We have Christmas. We have New Year's coming up, all these other holidays. So it's, you know, I'm sure we'll be touching the rest of the holidays and shopping and all this other great stuff that causes people a lot of stress. So
a lot of stress.
And you know, so it's something to deal with. But you know, it's good to hear from people, and we appreciate them being a part of the show, Lynn. And you know, we thank them for their participation.
Yes, I do. And, I thank them all, you know, for the feedback, because it makes the show so much more interesting and gives people ideas, and they don't feel alone. And I think it's just great. I thank every single person who writes in. And like I said, you could always be part of our show and call us and get on the air with us, which would be great too.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. And, you know, don't forget to use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. And also our email is questions@autismradio.org. If you have something you'd like to add to the show or to say, you know, it's a great way to send us a line. So, but we thank you for spending some time with us today, Lynn. That's all we have for today. So we'd like to thank everybody, as always, for the continued support here on the program and Hope Saves the Day. And we'll all see you again next week, and we wish you a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Each day, let this song